Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Earlier today, we spoke to author Renee Swindle. She was celebrating the new release of her book, of course, A Pinch of Ooh La La, right here on our program today, being her release date. Today, we also are speaking to a recording artist who's celebrating the release of his brand new single. I'm talking about recording artist Najaseon. He's back with us to talk to us, not only about his single, We Gon' Turn It Up, but also what it's been life for him to be able to turn up his own career, being able to do new productions, as well as to share his music with new audiences. We'll be talking to him about all of that, as well as how you guys can get the new single for yourself. Najaseon, hello to you, and welcome back to the show, man.
Hi, man. Thanks for having me.
Hey, man. The pleasure's definitely all mine. Congratulations to you on the single. We go turn it up. We're going to be listening to it here in just a moment. But, you know, one of the things I said in the article I posted today for Examiner.com is that you are one of these artists that you're able to kind of do the song, the love songs, and then you're able to kind of switch things up and kind of give people, you know, a song, you know, to kind of dance and party to, something for the clubs. What has it been like for you to kind of be able to explore all of this during your career?
I just wanted to showcase versatility. At first, it was a challenge for me because I didn't want to be in the box. So it was like, okay, when they presented the record to me, I was like, okay, yeah, can I do this? So I kind of second-guessed myself, but in this game, you always got to be, you know, ready to adjust. So I just adjusted to it. I went in there, recorded it, knocked out the box. So the audience loved it, and the people are receiving it well. So it's an amazing project.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think, you know, the thing for anybody who is pursuing, you know, a career and whatever it is that they love to do is to not, as you say, to be able to put themselves in the box. You know, have you always been a person that has accepted that challenge? Because that is what stops a lot of people from growing, I think, in their respective careers. Has it also always been something that you've wanted to do, to challenge yourself and to try new things?
Absolutely. To grow is to be the best artist that I want, that I can be. So when the challenge was presented to me, I just tackled it at first. I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm not going to not do it. You know what I'm saying? Because you just never know what audience or demographic you can reach by just showing a different side of yourself, because it's always been a part of me. I just had to tap into it.
Exactly. Now, as I mentioned, since the last time you were on the program, you've been involved in a lot of other projects. You've been involved in doing plays, so you've been involved in that audience. Of course, you've been doing performances, also sharing the stage with other audiences. Do you just see that as a natural progression, Najaseon, as you've been able to go throughout this journey, that you would not only be able to try new things, but also to be able to reach new audiences too?
Absolutely. Acting has been something that I've been doing, you know, at the same time I started my music, because I come from a very entertaining background as far as like singers, dancers, and, you know, models and all of that kind of stuff. But it just came at the same time, but singing just took a turn, you know, it took me off first, and then acting came as I got into it more. And I've been blessed to, you know, work on projects like The Have and Have Nots by Tyler Perry, Let's Stay Together on BET. I've been blessed to be on a lot of the reality TV shows being taped in Atlanta. So that just gave me another love acting bug. It kind of bit me a little bit. So now I'm one of the leading stars on a new TV show called Choices that's being filmed in Philadelphia. And I've been filming that since March. And I'm in a stage play called It's Hard to Keep a Good Woman Down. And it's just like, I've been just moving and working while recording my EP and my album at the same time. So I've just been working, and I just want people to see the fruits of my labor again.
Right. Well, you know, you mentioned, you know, the different productions. I think the other side of that is not only are you able to, you know, to reach new audiences, as I mentioned, but also, of course, to be able to see what all you're able to do. I think, you know, that is really the mistake that so many people make, is they don't expand their horizons. Another thing that you've done since the last time you and I spoke is that you did make the move, as you were just talking about, in Atlanta. You had made the move to Atlanta. How did you get over that fear of doing that? Because a lot of people would not have been able to do it, especially, you know, even though they would think about, okay, yeah, this could be good for my career. How did you get to a place where you know that was the right thing for you to do?
Well, being me, I'm a daredevil. I dare to be different. So going out on that limb was me just keeping the faith. I prayed about it definitely before I made the move. But the idea of making the move is what sparked me the most. I was like, okay, why do I want to do this? So after answering that question, I just went on out on that limb and just went. And when I got to Atlanta, I was like, okay, this is a new atmosphere, energy, synergy. I was like, what am I going to do? I began to network, go out to these events, reach out to the people that I already knew out there, you know, just to get in the loop of things. And once I got in the loop, it was no turning back. It was like, okay, I'm here now. Let's make this relevant. You know what I mean? So it was hard, but it was very easy because this is second nature for me. I've been doing this since I was five, like this entertainment thing. So it was just like a second nature thing, and I just adjusted and adapted to everything that was going on around me.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think that is a thing that a lot of people could actually learn from. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking once again with recording artist Najay Sion. We're talking to him not only about his career in music, but also how he's been able to expand, to be able to try new things, as well as, of course, be able to reach new audiences, which takes us back to the new single that was released today. You mentioned, of course, recording a new project. We'll be, of course, telling our listeners how they can stay in contact with that. You know, I believe, you know, the last time that you were on the show and we were talking about not only, of course, doing these love songs, but also you were doing the videos. Is that where you feel the most alive when you're up on that stage? Is that, like, regardless of what you're doing, whether it's acting or singing, is that where you feel is like you're the most comfortable?
I feel like a new me when I'm able to really do what I love to do. It's different when you're just doing something that you're told or something that you're supposed to do. But I feel like what I love to do is what gives me the most boost. It's like, okay, when the cameras come on, I turn into this firecracker. Like, there's never a time where I'm, you know, nervous on when the cameras are on, when I'm on stage. Like, I feel like just I'm at home when I'm doing the things that I love. So it's all connected to my love for it.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, there's the other side of that. We talked about, you know, you're loving it. The idea of fans, you know, that is something that you've been dealing with for quite some time, knowing that you have people, you know, that enjoyed your music. With the move, what was that like for you? Because Atlanta is a very competitive market. What was it like for you to see the way that people were responding to your music there?
Well, I'm going to go out and say that where I'm from kind of got me prepared because it's part two. Atlanta is part two of Philadelphia because this is also a breeding of beautiful artists and talented people. So moving to Atlanta, it was like I adjusted very well, but I stood out because I was different. So people drew to me because they wanted to know who I was. It was like, okay, who is this tall guy who just came out of nowhere and just jumped right in like he's been here? You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. That
it was the second nature. I was pretty much trained from my hometown to be ready for whatever's thrown at me, pretty much.
Gotcha. Well, has that made you then, do you think, Jason, has that made it easier for you to deal with the idea of success and the attention and all of that? Because it is something that, as you said, you've been involved in since you were five. Is that kind of, does it just seem as though this is a payoff for all the hard work you've been doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, grooming is everything in this business to definitely be ready for what's to come. I feel like if I didn't have the things that took place, good and bad, in my life and career, I wouldn't be, you know, ready. But I feel like I was put together pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, so as far as just like learning and going through things, trials and tribulations as it pertains to my career, having, you know, downfalls as far as not being accepted or being received well, I just took it all with a grain of salt and said, you know what, this is supposed to happen so that when my moment to shine comes, I'm relevant in that moment and I'm on post.
Gotcha, gotcha. And that's exactly what you've been able to do. For those who have not had a chance to hear it yet, here's Najay Sion's new song out today. We go Turn It Up. You all stay with us. We'll be back with more of our conversation with him right after this.
We gon' turn it up and I'll turn it down. We gon' fizz it up, pass the gas around.
I got plenty groovy girls.
Turn it down.
Turn it down.
I'm on it.
Turn it down.
I'm on it.
With his new single, We Go Turn It Up. It's available right now. We're going to tell you here in just a moment how you can get it for yourself. So, JCN, okay, so talk to us about the new project. What can listeners expect from you as you are being able to produce new music for them?
Well, this project is the first project from my newly signed label that I'm signed to, X-Ray Music Group, 5050 Music Group, and Ghost Fontana under Universal Music Group. It's the first project that I'm putting out under that entity, and I'm just excited about it. It's a very up-tempo record. I have, of course, my ballads. I definitely have my mid-tempos, but I definitely want to show versatility on this project because I want people to know that I'm not just, you know, limited to just me singing. I want people to have fun. I want people to be able to go to the club. I want people to be able to go home and cry. I want people to be able to relate in all aspects and all facets of what it is that I'm doing. The writer of this record, his name is Big Nass. He came into the studio one day and was like, he heard me at a show and was like, yo, your voice is amazing. I have a record that's going to challenge you. And it kind of made me nervous. I gave him the side. I'm like, what you mean? What did I do? But when I heard the record, he came into the studio with me and my producer, X-Ray, and we sat down and the chemistry was amazing. Got in the studio and knocked it out. So it was born. We're going to turn it up, and I'm getting an amazing response from it, and everybody's loving it, and the more it gets out there, the more people are going to begin to, you know, gravitate to it. But this is definitely not the last you're going to hear from me, because my project of the EP comes out September, October, and then my album drops early next year. So, and that's called Overnight Celebrity. We talked about that before, too. So we want to move, bro. We want to move.
Well, you know, and that's the great thing. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's all about moving forward. And I think as people are able to continue to follow you and to see the way you've been able to grow, you know, with your music and also grow with your fans, I think that's great for them to be able to see. And then, of course, there's the other side of that. We talk about this on this show all the time, is that, you know, people are watching you, not only your fans, but also, of course,
and you just never know who they are.
Exactly, and I think that's the thing about knowing that you can inspire other people, you know, who have also felt as though they've had a calling on themselves at a young age, you know, to be able to do something. I think for them to be able to look at you and say, wow, you know, this guy was able to do this, you know, and maybe that gives me hope as to what I can do, and I think that's the amazing thing about it as well. Again, everyone, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. As a human, we go through, you know, a lot of things. Like, and as an artist, I've had my moments, because I'm human first, but I've had my moments where I just said, you know what, I can't do this anymore. This is not something that I can see me doing for the long run. But every time I get, you know, defeated, I'm reminded that this is what I'm supposed to do, because no one gets this career just thrown in their lap by an accident. This is something that I've been blessed to do, and I want to be able to let people know that you can have your setbacks, but it's setting you up for a major comeback. So you just have to be positive about it and just say, you know what, this is not by an accident. Nothing is by an accident. So you just got to, you know, tap into that, and you'll be fine.
Exactly. Great advice, man. Thanks for sharing that. Again, everyone, recording artist JCN. The single, again, is We Go Turn It Up, available right now wherever you buy your music online. Of course, our partner here is Amazon.com. You can get it from that other place, too, that starts with an I. And then, of course, you can stay in contact with the JCN as well. JCN, go ahead and let them know how they can stay connected with you, too, man.
To stay connected and find out all things Najacion, log on to www.imnajacion.com. You can find me on Twitter at @IM_Najacion. Instagram, I am Najacion, and Google Engine, just type in Najacion and all things me come up. So I thank you guys for listening to my single, and I hope you guys love it.
All right, and Jason, congratulations to you, and looking forward to staying in contact with you, man.
Thanks, man.
Hey, always. And thank all of you for tuning in to another segment of Conversations Live. And if you came in late and missed part of the program, including the single, we'll go turn it up. Don't worry. Thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com. You guys can catch the podcast of this conversation about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the links are already available on both of those places. And we did tag the JCN's Facebook fan page as well as his Twitter handle. So all you have to do is go to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.